Well, here with me in the studio is Paul Musgrave. He's an associate professor of government at Georgetown University here in Qatar. He focuses on US foreign policy and international relations theory. Also on set here is we have Rashid Al-Mohannadi. He's the vice president of the Center for International Policy Research. But it does seem, Paul, that this is going to go on for a while.
Yeah, I think that's right. The Americans have suggested that they have a 10-day campaign planned. Of course, when Russia invaded Ukraine, they had a 72-hour special operation plan. So I think that those of us here in the Gulf who are living with the consequences of this action are probably going to be dealing with it for a little bit longer. I also think there's a possibility that what we've seen could just be the first stages. We've heard rumors, of course, that the IRGC is threatening vessels in the Arabian Gulf with escalation, and we know from social media that what's already happened in other capitals here in the GCC is much worse than what we've been dealing with in Doha. So it's the first step, it's early days, and I think that we're all digging in for a much longer conflict.
Rashid, I mean, how does a country in the GCC like Qatar or the United Arab Emirates actually retaliate here without endangering further upping the ante, if you will?
That's a really good question. We've always known that the Iranian strategy is if they were struck by the U.S., they would strike U.S. interests in the region. So we've always known that. But I think what came as a shock was just on the sheer amount of retaliation